Pipe Network presents.
Catch the Pizarra Tales weekly as we tackle issues about education and share experiences about teaching. Hosted by JM Australia, available on your favorite podcast platforms.
Listening
to the Rule 20
podcast.
All right.
All right. So this morning, you're listening to the Rule 20 podcast, and this is me, Patrick. We have another podcaster in the show. That's Iza. Okay. This, basically, alam niyo na yung setup na podcast natin kasi we start with Complete Stranger. We already had a discussion mga 10 minutes ago. I just have to fucking record this one. Okay. So, Iza, welcome to the show. Diba, big lang.
Yeah, you were talking
about, yeah, you were talking about being on biochemistry. Okay. So, what was that again?
Yeah, so I basically studied and graduated with a degree in biochemistry. And earlier, Patrick was asking me like what I actually studied and what it means in terms of profession. I don't know if you want me to continue that, but okay. Well, I was on the med school track my whole life. I knew that I always wanted to be a doctor, and so that's why I chose it as my pre-med. And in biochemistry, the way I see it, it's really still just a mix of biology and chemistry. It's what happens within your body and what all the different cells do and how they work together, all that stuff. But unfortunately, though, I am no longer using whatever it is that I learned in 4 years or 4 to 5 years of studying. And that's because I am not pursuing med school right now. And that is because of the pandemic. And I was telling Patrick earlier, it's really funny because I'm actually in marketing now, and I've never studied anything related to business, not into entrepreneurship whatsoever. And yet I'm here. And so that's sort of where we stopped.
in one of your episodes there's this choosing your main, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that episode, choosing your main. So in choosing your main, do you think marketing is like your second character at this point?
Honestly, yeah. I think it's my main, actually.
Your
right
main
now.
Character.
Right now, honestly, it was really
weird. Na lang yung ano mo, naging sidechick na lang yung academy mo, diba? Like, you fucking wasted. How many years ang biochem?
Okay, so I actually, the course is actually 3 years and 3 months because I studied in DLSU and that's how their system goes. But then I also took a gap year for an exchange program. And then, so I got delayed for a full year. So basically,
It's almost four and a half, five years. So you fucking wasted 5 years. Para lang maging side chick siya.
Oh no, I don't think I wasted it at all. Because honestly, at the time,
she's just a side chick, diba? Tapos sabi mo, ang main mo yun yung marketing. Something that you did not study. Kaya sabi mo lang, you don't know business yun. Tapos you're here, diba?
I mean, I see it as my main in the sense that it's what I'm focusing on. Because like I said, I was really supposed to go to med school. I graduated in October 2019, a few months before COVID happened. And then when lockdown started, I was back at home. I was still trying to study for the board exam that I really didn't care about. And then seeing like the online setup, and really it took me months actually to accept and decide that med school isn't something that I want to do during the pandemic. Like props to everyone that's in med school right now and is still pushing through. Like, good job. I hope you guys can continue pushing on. But I personally knew that I wouldn't be able to thrive in that type of environment. Like, I wouldn't be able to learn in the way that I could. And it was tied into a lot more factors. And when I started to accept that, I was like, okay, maybe while this pandemic is still going, if I really can't, you know, go to med school, what else can I do? And then that's when I decided maybe it's time that, you know, I could try looking for a job. And so I was really lucky, honestly, because my first ever boss, my first ever legit full-time job, he hired me, and I was like, it was for a content marketing position. And during like our first two calls or first two meetings, he told me the reason why he hired me, and he literally said he hired me because I was inexperienced. And I was like, what? Like this is no joke. This is the true story.
Right? Mm-hmm. Your weakness became your advantage.
Yeah, exactly. And I, like I said, I think I was just really lucky to even cross paths with that boss, because the reason why he was looking for someone inexperienced is because his past experiences with other people is that usually when they try to get someone that, you know, has so much expertise and so much knowledge, they have the tendency to have a huge ego.
In the sense that,
in the sense that they're not willing to, you know, think differently or innovate or try different paths. And that's why he was looking for someone inexperienced, because they tend to be the ones that are more willing to learn and are more willing to adapt. And at the time, that's what I didn't realize that was, because I too wanted to be like, you know, I was pressured into thinking that, oh, I studied biochemistry and now I'm in marketing. I have no freaking idea what I'm doing. Why am I here? And so those thoughts definitely came to mind. But again, I'm really grateful for my boss, because that's the mindset that he had. And because that's what he shared with me, it's sort of the mindset, the growth and beginner mindset that I started adopting. And fortunately enough, like, he trained me well, I think, because I definitely learned a lot from, you know, all the different tasks that I had to do and I'm now currently doing. And it's been great. That's why I still think that, well, one, this is my main, because I know that I sort of already told myself that I'm not going to think about med school, you know, while this pandemic is still going on, because that's sort of like a waste of my energy, right? Why would you think and worry about something that you know that you're not going to be able to do yet? But then also, I don't think that my 5 years of studying went to waste, because I didn't just go through those 5 years looking at books. I went through those 5 years meeting so many different people. I was also BS Org when I was in college. And so I learned a lot, not only just like in science, but like how I was as a person, how I was, you know, my volunteer side was really uprooted in college. And that's something that I still take with me today. So I don't think those 5 years went to waste at all. And like I said, you know, I'm still on this path of, I'm in marketing, but I guess if that time comes where, you know, God tells me, hey, here's an opportunity for you to go to med school, then maybe I might be able to go back on that path again. But for right now, I'm definitely enjoying what I'm doing, because like I got to start the podcast. That was only 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I don't think I would have been able to do that if I hadn't had the marketing job that I got last year. And so to me, it was like everything is like getting stitched together. All these threads were passing through my life, and now it's like there's something being sewn together, and the image is definitely not complete yet, but I see the connection, and I think that's pretty cool.
Likewise. Actually, going back to the scenario on your name, when I told them, and then it's like you wasted something. I actually don't think you wasted it. It's it's circling back to the joke on you, know, you don't know how to make bombs or something.
Oh, you just wanted to provoke me, I guess.
With the bombs and stuff. But actually, what I got from for all of this is that, I can probably see the glimpse of, you know, you being a gamer kasi you show some good sense of being adaptable, right? Like this is not what the world trains you for, right? So for example, the guild of nurses and doctors and medicines, this is not what they built you for. Pero this is what you are now. You are now a marketing person, right? And you adapted well into it. Alam mo, parang, wait, what? Parang, gets mo? Parang super polar opposite sila eh. And yet you are now thriving in this world. Gets mo? Parang ganun.
I like to think so. I hope so.
And I believe ganun na rin talaga ngayon. Kasi as you've mentioned kanina, your boss was actually, I can see him, he or she is a cool person thinking that way. Kasi, you know, yung klase ng pag-isip niya is non-traditional, right?
Mm-hmm.
He or she is basically looking for, ano ba siya? He or she?
It's a guy.
All right. He is basically looking for someone na innovative, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who is non-traditional, someone who is, you know, willing to think outside the box. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dun ko rin na-gets kung bakit gusto niya maghanap na na inexperienced person. Kasi yun yung mga taong wala pang prejudice. Yun yung mga taong wala pang, alam mo yun, wala pang gameplay, kumbaga. Right? Because in marketing or in any other work area, once you've learned a few tricks, you would learn to, you know, keep on using it. Kasi it works eh. Pero, as we know, in this day and age, the tricks became outdated sometimes. So probably that's the reason why, you know, they are starting to seek people who are more into the innovative space.
Mm-hmm.
So aside dun, tika lang, Lisa, circling back to the to the podcast, you were mentioning kanina na, you started this simply because you have a passion with, you know, talking to people. Now, let's talk about games. Bakit games?
Okay, so I guess I feel like this is going to be another backstory, but I mentioned how I knew that there was some part of me that wanted to share a message, and I didn't know what that message was because everyone has a message to share. Everyone has a story to tell.
Yep.
And syempre, like going into this, I only got serious about podcasting or even starting a podcast only in 2020 because that was the time that I got a job. That's when I was, you know, earning for myself and I got to think about things that I could buy. So parang ganun yung nangyari. But before that, it was only a feeling. And then I guess when I was starting to get serious about podcasting or that desire to create something, you have to, well, at least for me, I had to think, how am I gonna, you know, stand out? What is something different that I can provide, but is still equally, you know, something that some people might be interested. I wasn't even sure if people would understand the concept because I had my own limiting beliefs about myself and what I could do. So it was still an internal struggle at some point. But then I thought, I knew I wanted something that was rooted in personal development. That's something that I'm really passionate about and I'm still working on myself. Like I want to be better. I want to get 1% better each day. That's how I see it. And I knew that, okay, personal development, I love talking about it. I know that other people would be receptive to hearing about it as well because during this pandemic, you know, we're all in isolation. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have done a lot of thinking and a lot of assessing what's happening, what's really happening in our lives. And then I realized, okay, there's a lot of people that are talking about that. There are a lot of YouTube channels, podcasters that already tackle that topic. How will I add something different to that? Because I remember it's people say that it's saturated right now.
Yeah.
In the content creation space, if that's what you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me a year, honestly. It took me a lot more time to really figure out what I wanted to say, or at least what were the core messages that I wanted to share with people, and the actual method in which I shared them. So earlier I said that my marketing job really helped me with starting with this podcast, and that's because in content marketing, there has to be a lot of storytelling involved, or at least that's how I was trained. Storytelling is such a big, important part in everyone's lives, and especially in how brands, companies can relate to people. And so when I started learning about that, I was like, okay, how can I also create some sort of story in a sense that I can form connections between concepts here and there? And luckily enough, I also spent a lot of time gaming. Disclaimer, I'm not a streamer. I'm not a professional gamer. I'm average at best, but I really enjoy, you know, trying out RPGs, open world games, what else? Strategy, tower defense. I really enjoy those. And I spent a lot of time playing the past year. And I don't know, for whatever, during this time, the past year, I was very much also focused on my personal development. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, how do I say this? If I was always used to having a plan, I was always used to having control over the things that were happening to
me. You're one of those control freaks.
Yeah, like
everything
sadly,
should be in order.
Sadly, I was like that type of person, and everything really had to change when the pandemic happened. Like, I had no choice. Nothing pushed through. Med school didn't push through. The board exam, I gave up completely, and I was like, wow, this has never happened to me. I've never experienced this feeling of having no control whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that took a lot more time to except as well. I think it was only by August 2020 that I was really allowing myself to just not have a plan, if that makes sense. And
You mentioned you allow yourself to not have a plan. So it became a conscious decision.
Yeah. It was sort of like I sort of started to realize, or at least differentiate between the things that I knew I couldn't control and the things that I could. And I realized the only thing that I could control was myself, the way that I would think, my mindsets, the way I would react to people and to the events that are going on in this country. And again, because that's what I realized, I have to work on myself. I have to continue trying to be better than who I was before. And again, the personal development journey just, kicked off once more. And in this process, combining, this was happening alongside my marketing job and alongside gaming. And over the course, of the first 6 months, I think, when I was working, I came across this term. It's called gamification. And I don't remember where exactly I saw it, but what I remember is gamification was being used to sort of show how you could make, making a project or managing a team more fun and more exciting for whoever's involved. So that involves making or creating experience points that people can get whenever they accomplish a task, or the rewards that they get when they do finish a project. That's sort of what gamification was used for, well, at least when I first encountered the term. And I realized, ooh, gamification, that sounds nice. It's basically taking a gaming concept and applying it to something to make it more fun. And that's when it really clicked for me. I was like, gamification. Oh my gosh, I don't need a project. I don't need a task to actually use this. I can use it in my own life. And I was really happy when I sort of put two and two together. They were like puzzle pieces that sort of fit for me. And
so it's that eureka moment, right?
Yeah, it was. And that's when I knew that, hey, maybe this is what I can talk about. And it was just, I just pushed through with it. I still wasn't sure if people would understand, or if people would be able to, you know, grasp the concept right away, because there is this stigma that when it comes to gaming, some people think of it as a waste of time. Some people think of it as only a source of enjoyment and nothing else.
I think that's a major boomer approach of looking at things, ne, di ba? Why do I say that? Because right now in this day and age, gaming became cool. With the rise of Twitch, with the rise of FB gaming, with the rise of the streamers, di ba? People are now earning with games. So I think now more than ever, game became a more of a cultural aspect na. That it's just a simple, how do you call it? Nerd event, like a geek event. Na pagsasabi na, no, uy, gamer ka, awawa ka naman, di ba? Ikaw yung nerd sa school, ganyan-ganyan, di ba? Gamer ka pala eh. Di ba? Hindi ka naglalaro sa labas, hindi ka ganito. Mm-hmm. Pero right now, it's a cool game. Like, pre, nag-COD ka ba? Tara, laro tayo, ganyan. Pre, nag-ML ka ba? Tara, laro tayo. It became a subgenre, it became a subculture, to be honest. Right now, ano, diba, may esports na eh. Something that we could not even imagine like 10 years ago. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, isa ganito, and also yung mga curious questions ko doon sa mga nagkikreate ng podcast. Like, especially those with a hard team. Kasi on our podcast, for sure, alam na mga audience ko to, we don't have a fucking hard team. We don't know what we're doing here. Diba? Wala kami sinusunod na category or shots dito. Pero in your case kasi na meron ka, what are the other ideas na hindi nag-push through? Parang curious all that. What are your second choice? Second and third choices?
Like for
a concept?
For the podcast?
Yes.
Oh gosh. I think I only had one other option in mind. This was the very first idea that popped into my mind. And it was basically, oh my gosh. And because it was so vague, I don't know why I thought it was a good idea, but because I knew I wanted to talk about personal development, and because I enjoyed talking to, you know, I haven't necessarily met, but I knew had, you know, a different take on things. The first name that I ever thought of was Give Your Two Cents. And that's really what it was. Give Your Two Cents, sharing your thoughts on different topics, whatever interested me at least and the guests that I would have. And then that was basically it. And like I said, I realized that it seemed a bit too vague. I didn't really have specific topics that I wanted to talk about. It was more of like everything under the sun type of thing. And I kept learning through my marketing job that it's not really the easiest thing to do if you don't have a specific topic or a specific audience that you want to reach, because you still have to, you know, develop your own connection with them. Yes. You have to develop your own brand, whether you like marketing or not. It's going to be a part of it. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is the path that I want to take yet. And so that's why I still spent so much time just pondering and waiting for something to arrive, like sort of like a sign or a hint. And a couple of months later, again, gamification. I came across that term and
It's actually a good thing though, but at least you waited for a while, then you came up with a better idea. Like, you actually just described my own show to me. Your first idea, but that's my own show. Like, we don't know what category this is. Like, for sure, pahirapan dun sa Spotify kung sino man yun naglalagay ng category, diba? Kung saan kami lalagay. You know what? We actually charted sa Spotify under lifestyle and health. And nice. I was like, we are neither lifestyle nor health. Like, we don't fucking talk about health. Bakit ako nandito, di ba? So, ayun. It's weird. So, okay, Ezel, another question regarding to gaming. Basically, I was listening to your podcast kanina, and you mentioned, ano isa yung Android game?
Detroit Become Human.
Detroit Become Human, yeah. I tried to play that, kaso umabot lang ako ng episode 2 tas I played another game. Now here's my question. if there is one game that, you know, you can say influence you and how you lead, you know, yung basic personality mo, what game is it? Isa lang ah, para mahirap.
Wait, a game that has influenced me the most?
Yes. Ito yung nagbago na, ah, oh, okay, sige. Dahil dito, naging ganito.
You mean like an internal shift in like yep. how I act in real life?
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting. Wait, let me think about it. Honestly, I was gonna say Minecraft, but...
Oh, yeah. Sige, let's have a tangent muna sa Minecraft, right?
Okay.
I used to fucking hate on Minecraft. I used to fucking diss Minecraft.
Oh my gosh, why? Why?
I used to fucking hate it. Kasi everything na nakikita ko siya, sabi ko, why do people play this game? Diba? Ang pangit niya, like, it's just fucking cubes. Ganun. So, I was late to the party. No, okay? Why? Kasi, ang pangit niya, basically yun lang siya. It's like playing Lego. And para sa akin, pambata, bro, you're already playing ano, Assassin's Creed and stuff, diba? You're already playing this kind of cool shit. So, speaking of, you're gonna play this game. And then one time, you know, pandemic happens. Lahat ng mga cool shit, lahat ng mga cool games nawala. Diba? Nag-stop sila ng production. As in, lahat na delay and stuff. And so, here I am, wala malaro. And sabi ko, okay, let's try Minecraft. Let's give it a try. At least, para may basis na yung pang-dudas natin.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the worst decisions of my life. Kasi, I spent the next 5 days playing it non-stop.
Nice.
And I was like,
it's so addicting, right?
Once you started to know yung core concepts niya, diba? It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Magsisimula ka sa drip sa digging lang. You know, tapos biglang, oh shit, you realize na ano, pwede kang mag-create ng weapons and stuff. Okay. from a resource gathering, naging RPG na siya. After nun, you learned how to use redstones. Now, in the game of fucking logic and programming in the game.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. I love how you mentioned that. Oh my gosh, that's so freaking true.
Yeah, the game evolves. The game evolves. So parang ano, the more you learn about the mechanics of the game, the more of the game gives you. Parang ganun. Kung hanggang sa hunter-gatherer lang yung kaya ng utak mo, then hanggang doon lang ibibigay siya ng game. Like, okay, I see to it as a very casual approach lang. Sige, let's chop some woods, diba? Build some houses. If you want that decorative style, then there is a designer area for it. There's a designer portion of the game for it. Diba? The free mode, nandun siya. But if you want to go in-depth, you can play it an RPG. But if you want to go deeper, geeker, nerdier version, then there's a fucking programming into it. There's automation mods for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, this game, you know, it basically waste 5 days of my life straight.
I actually have a confession because I also didn't like Minecraft at first, like at first glance. It really looks like a silly game, right? But... like you said, it's just a bunch of cubes walking around.
Hindi mo siya sinasuhin na eh. Pag nakita mo siya na ini-stream siya, like, what the shit is this, man?
And I remember seeing my boyfriend. He had a server with his friends. They were all guys. And at the time, di ko pa alam talaga kung ano yung meron sa Minecraft. But then what I saw was they built all these houses. Parang yung base sila ganyan. And then for whatever reason, they wanted to blow it up. like legit, they made all the TNT blocks. They placed it on top of the houses, all over the grass and all that stuff. And I wasn't watching them, but I was hearing them like talking. I was like, "Ano ginagawa niyo? Bakit yung ginagawa? Parang ba't kayo natutuwa dyan?" And then parang it was only after I think 2 weeks that's when I tried it out, like playing Minecraft with them as well. And then sobrang natuwa ako because I thought it was a really simple game, but it was so much more complex than that. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I've been missing out. I've been missing out so much. And I honestly felt bad that I judged them for playing Minecraft. But it's a cool game. I love it.
Of those games na I regret coming in late. Kasi noong mga panahong gusto na siya, yung mga tao naglalaro na hindi nila nalaro yun. And I was like, shit, I wanna play this with someone. Diba?
I wanna play
this as a multiplayer. Kasi it's more fun kapag ano, pag multiplayer. Kasi ini-imagine ko, shit, ang hirap ng ginagawa ko ngayon. I'm maintaining yung ore supply. I'm maintaining everything. I'm maintaining yung food. Diba? Ako yung nag-harvest. Lahat yung ginagawa mo isa, sabi ko, shit, this would be more efficient kapag marami kami. Diba? I don't wanna realize, fuck, I was way too late in the game.
When did you start playing Minecraft?
2020, pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
Yun lang talaga siya. Okay. I'm very late to it. Yun yung mga panahon, ano, malapit na, if I'm not mistaken, malapit na yung, ano, yung honey bee update. Yung may bee na
sila.
Update.
Update. Uh-huh.
Yun. So, just before that, kasi after, nung may honey bee update na, di ko na tinalo. I played other games na. Pero yun, nagsisi talaga ako. Like, shit, I wanna play this with someone. I wanna do fucking raids.
Oh my gosh, yeah, those are fun. I miss Minecraft. I don't play it either anymore because I also started playing different games. But it's really the game that I still can say that I love the most. Alam mo yun? Wala lang. I just really enjoy it.
Going back to sa question, is it still Minecraft? That one game that, you know, changed you?
Parang kasi, diba I said, I thought it was such a simple game, but it was so much more complex. I realized that the first time that I tried making an axe, because I remember the way that my boyfriend was teaching me how to play, and I don't know if he's gonna listen to this, but if he does, I'm so sorry. But sometimes he sucks at explaining things to me. And the only thing that he said when I wanted to make an axe was, go to the crafting table, make an axe. And I was like, how do you make an axe? Like, I don't even know what I need. And he was like, oh, get sticks and iron. And I had those already. And then I said, okay, what do I do? And he said, go make an axe. And I was like, what do you mean? And then yun pala, yung sinasabi niya is, make the axe in the shape that you would think an axe has. So parang, diba, you can either type it manually kasi like you search for axe sa crafting table, or ikaw na yung maglalagay ng sticks and iron in the formation of an axe. And ang tagal bago ko na-gets yun. But then when I did get it, I was like, oh, I never knew that they had this, you know, crafting style. It's actually kind of smart.
It is.
And then when I learned about like what are the formations for a boat or a chest or a bucket, I was like, oh, this is cool. You get to place things. And I don't know, for whatever reason, that's something that I appreciated a lot. It was like, to me, it was a lot of thought that went into the game, even though it seems really basic. I just really appreciated it. And that's when I started paying more attention to other components of the game. Obviously, the physics in Minecraft doesn't really work. The water bucket, like, what is up with that? But it was fun to observe, like, what the systems were placed inside the game. And especially with redstone, my goodness, naubusan ako ng brain cells sa redstone, honestly. But it's fun that you could do that. And like you said earlier, parang you have that choice if you really do want to keep paying more attention to those elements, or if you just really want to, you know, casually build your house, casually plant, make your farm. I like that option. And yeah, there's so many things that you can do in Minecraft. Honestly.
Nice. Actually, yeah, it's one of those games kasi, you know, the more you invest your time into it, the more the game gives back to you. Parang ganun. Siguro sa akin, if I can share one game that, you know, that messes up the way I view the world or the way I live. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Escape from Monkey Island.
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's an old game. So it's a PS1 era. Escape from Monkey Island. Pero may ano siya, may remix nila sa PC. So it's a dead genre, to be honest with you. It's a dead genre. Okay. I no longer see any kinds of games na meron ganun. How do I explain? Remember back when games have simple simple categories. If it's adventure, it's adventure. If it is fighting, it's fighting. Platforming, it's platforming. So yung Escape from Monkey Island, it's an adventure game kung saan you have this protagonist, one character who goes around getting things. Like, how can I explain the game? Just imagine one character, like a Sims character, going around clicking everything, like literally everything. You can do different things. You can take it, you can look at it, you can inspect it. Parang ganun. Kapag may nakita ko niya, may nakita kong sword, you can attempt to pick it up, attempt to look at it, attempt to inspect it, or attempt to use another thing dun sa sword na yun. Ganun siya. So it's basically, it's basically an adventure game kung saan you need to click on everything on the map. Ganun siya. So when I learned about that game, doon ko na simulang gamitin lahat ng brain powers ko. Like for example, yun. There's this one part doon kung saan you need to jump from, you need to go to the second floor of a building, parang ganun. However, walang ladder. Okay? What you have for some reason is an eyeball, a prosthetic hand of parang a dozen feet long of stretched human skin, tapos a sword, a prosthetic head, tapos all you have are those items. Tapos nakita mo sa labas ng building, there's this manhole. It took me days, actually literally days, kasi ito yung mga panahong wala pang cheat code online, wala pang mga ganong walkthrough. Diba? Ito yung mga panahong wala pa ganong internet. So it took me literally days pa just to find out na yung puzzle was to simply open the manhole, put the stretch skin dun sa manhole, and use it as a fucking trampoline.
Oh, papalon dun sa sensor. Oh my gosh.
So that changed how I look at things. Na there are so many ways to answer a certain problem. And actually, dun pumasok yung core ng podcast namin wherein we're trying to find cheat codes in life. Kasi naging ganun yung utak ko. Like, how can I cheat this? How can I cheese this? How can I find the easiest way of, solving this problem? Mm-hmm. It's more of thinking outside the box. Kasi yeah. Diba, tapos na tayo dun sa learning the basic mechanics of the game. Diba, yung basic mechanics na pag-aralan mo siya, then you went into the advanced mechanics na, then papasok na dyan yung modding. Diba? How else can I enjoy this game? What else can I do on top nung sa current na binibigay sa akin yung game? What the game offers me this, but can I also use this? Can I also do this? Mm-hmm. Doon na papasok dyan yung mga speedrun, doon na papasok dyan yung mga weird walkthroughs, doon na papasok dyan yung mga, yung mga cheat codes. Those are another layer of game on top of the current game. Parang ganun siya. So Isa, I already used much of your time. To end this, let's invite our audiences to listen to your podcast.
Okay, well, hi guys. I have a podcast. It's called Equipped in Game and in Real Life. It's up on all major podcast platforms, and it's basically a podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. So if you love gaming and you also enjoy, working on yourself and going through your personal development journey, then feel free to check it out. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Equipped Podcast PH. And right now, well, as of recording, there was a recent episode that just came out. We have new episodes every Sunday. And so, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Isa. So, Samana, you can give her some love. Go to the IG page. I'm going to post the same. That's a story natin. Supposedly, I should not be posting any episodes for November. But probably I'll be posting this one since, you know, we would want to try to, you know, promote the clip. So, yeah, that's all for now.